You still talk a little. I don't know how lagged you are yet.
I don't think I'm that lagged.
Yeah, you're like a full second behind after what I say.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, here, watch this. One, two, three, talk.
What if I'm just waiting to fuck with you?
Can I ask why you would do that?
I don't know, because it's a little bit funny.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It is.
Damn, that was really all you had to tell me, and I believed it. It's a good enough reason for anything.
It worked, yeah. You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Tappan Johnny, and me, Mike Pogart.
And that's the way the news goes.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you guys know what that TV show is that I played that from?
It's Welcome Back, Cotter.
Cotter, yeah. Cotter.
What? You guys both know Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Color me impressed. What do you mean, yes? Well, Josh, I know that was, you know, contemporary for you. But Mike, how do you know Welcome Back, Cotter?
Oh, I've heard about it. I have parents and step-parents. You know, I'm exposed to many adults.
I was exposed to one adult.
Also, I'm just throwing this out there. If you've ever heard of Welcome Back, Cotter, it's safe to assume that if you hear the words Welcome Back, that it might be the theme song to that TV show, even if you've never seen it.
Yeah.
Well, they don't go on to say Cotter
welcome
in the next
back,
word.
Cotter.
It's yeah. Not Welcome Back, Cotter.
But I don't know. Maybe it is. You cut the song too soon.
Well, what are other theme songs? They're not all titular.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Shut up, Mike.
Yeah.
But what are the first words in that one?
Ahoy. Right?
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
And then he does go on to say SpongeBob SquarePants, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, that example works perfectly. Give me another one. Any other popular...
It's Saved by the Bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, clearly... This works and has worked, but what about 70s sitcoms? It didn't work on, not Three's Company. No one said Three's Company. How come they didn't say Welcome Back, Cotter in this title?
I don't know.
Wow, I guess I found you guys helped me find the anomaly. Mm. How about that? Hmm. Anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like to say before we start our show?
Happy New Year and happy birthday.
Thanks, and
oh,
thanks,
yeah.
And happy New Year to you.
Yeah, ditto. All around.
And to you, Mike.
Thanks.
Has everyone gotten?
Gotten?
Like, did we cover our bases? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, have all the wishes been...
What about to the listeners?
Happy New Year to the listeners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Happy holidays also, if we didn't say that before. I don't remember if we did.
Yeah.
Man, you are bad at telling people one nice thing.
No, I just want to make sure that we did.
Wish the listeners something nice that's relevant to today.
I hope you eat food that tastes good today.
Hmm.
I guess that's...
Yeah.
What's that called? Evergreen? That messaging? You can really just plug that in any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy your meal.
Uh-huh.
Your meal this date, and then it's a blank and the CIA guy talks before it self-destructs.
Yeah.
What if that was the message that the Mission Impossible guy got? I hope you enjoy your meal today. And on the other side is a baked potato because it was actually a microwave.
Oh, there we go.
So, guys, it's a new year.
New us.
The year 2019. New us. That's right.
It is new us. We're changing?
It's new us. Yes. Well, it's new me. There's an aspect of me that's new, I should say.
So it's not new us.
Did you get an earring?
It's not new us. I did not get an earring. Tappan, do you notice anything different about me?
Yeah, have you started making the move to goatee from beard?
No. Why do you ask?
You asked if I noticed anything different about you.
No, I'm just as full as ever.
That's not true, Mike.
No, it's not facial hair related.
I'm not there. Is it a like visual thing?
It is. You would never know.
Okay. So Tappan, can you describe Mike from head to toe for me?
Just as a guy?
Yeah, like describe and we'll see if I notice just from your description.
Well, Mike, don't turn around. I know what you look like.
Were you doing a 360 in your chair?
No, he was just moving his head like those horror movies.
Like an owl.
Owls are scary, but they're also pretty cool. That's my take on owls, if anybody wanted to know.
Thank you.
Mike looks exactly like Mike, except he's wearing Under Armour upper underwear.
It's not underwear.
Long underwear.
It's a shirt.
It's a thermal.
All right. It's not about my clothes or my body or anything on me.
What?
Take a look.
Oh, yeah, dude, I noticed that.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I did.
New year, new mic cover.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That gross gray one that you used to suck on.
I did not suck on the mic.
Then how did it become gray?
It was sun damaged.
From your spit.
It was sun damaged. Well, now I have a spit filter, or whatever this thing is called.
A pop filter. I'm a professional.
So, Mike, did you buy this yourself?
No, this is the one you gave me last year.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, I finally popped it on.
You finally had a reason to put it on. It's the new year. What the heck?
Yeah.
Did it start to smell a little bit or something?
It didn't smell good, but it didn't, like, it wasn't, you had to be pretty close to it, you know?
That's gross. Do you guys do anything else just because it's the new year?
That was good. Well,
oh,
was
no,
my
Mike. Oh, no.
No. We're all in the same show.
Oh, right. So,
yeah.
So wait, this should be considered some sort of great compliment. A complimentary compliment.
Yeah, thanks. That's very synergistic.
Don't say that one. That's a Josh business word.
Let's put a pin in that one.
What are your New Year things?
Well, so I was going to try and like spin up my photography again, and I bought a camera for it.
Okay.
Because I haven't had like a standalone camera in a while.
Yeah.
And I loved this camera, and then I was looking at the photos that it took, and there was like a problem with the sensor, and there was like a little line on the left side of every single photo. So I returned it, and because it was like from a third-party seller on Amazon and not actually Amazon, I need to wait for... There was no option to exchange, so it's a whole big thing, so I won't get a replacement until, like, I don't know, end of next week or something like that.
Okay, so you're kind of faltering.
Yeah, well...
What an auspicious start to this new year for Josh.
I know.
I'll tell you what's happening, dude. It's not the camera. Camera's fine. It's your eye, I bet.
It's not... No, it's all fine. It's all fine. Like, even if you... I'm not going to get into like camera nerd stuff. It was a problem with the camera. The end.
All right. Jeez. What did the camera ever do to you? It just tried to show you that you have an eye problem.
No, there was no problem. There's no eye in camera.
What did you test this new camera on? What were you shooting?
Well, I went to the zoo.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm a little bit proud of you. You had like an actual photo session.
Legit.
Yeah. I fed giraffes.
Okay.
Lettuce.
For the photograph or just lettuce?
Yeah, like big romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
Pieces of it.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody wants to eat that much lettuce.
Oh, these giraffes fucking did. If I was holding a piece and I didn't stick it forward fast enough, the giraffe would just like stick its tongue out like as far as it would go and just like lay it on the railing waiting for this lettuce.
Did it lick you?
Dang. Like it didn't like lick me like a dog licks you, but like the tongue definitely touched my hand.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, that's one thirsty ass giraffe.
Yeah.
Well, did you try feeding it anything else? Maybe it just knows lettuce.
I don't know. I don't know. Giraffes eat leaves. That's what they do.
Can you give giraffes chocolate?
I don't think so.
How come you can't give any animals chocolate? They should know the joy that we feel.
Why can we have it?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's bullshit. Someone just is trying to protect. It's one minority of dogs that are allergic to chocolate who have been so vocal and so throw-uppy about it that they've ruined it for all other dogs.
Wow.
Well, cats too. Cats can't do it.
Well, yeah, man. It's the same vocal minority regardless of species.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want my thing?
Yeah, your New Year thing.
Oh, yeah. Someone asked me this the other day. Actually, this is a perfect time for me to bring in... I do have a listener question for later, so I don't think we've ever teased a segment, so how about that?
Hey.
But I got a very nice note, a very complimentary note from one of our listeners. Her name is Chelsea, so shout out to Chelsea.
Shout out Chelsea.
Yeah, shout out Chelsea.
Very kind. Very kind words. But I asked her, alongside the listener question, if there was just anything that she wanted to know, and she wrote the following. I hope it's okay to quote you. Well, I guess I'll paraphrase because I didn't ask if it was okay to quote you, so I don't want that to be weird. Basically, she asked, how did my 2018 quest to become a dad turn out?
Oh.
I was going to ask that today.
You were? That was one of your questions?
Yeah.
Wow. Synergy.
I just wanted to follow up because we talked about it a year ago.
That's great. This just makes me feel more confident that you're very replaceable, Josh. Good to know. I'm kidding. It's a good question. So I didn't become a like paternal human father, but I did become kind of like a cat father.
Okay.
Like a daddy-o?
No, not like that. Why do you always think that's what cat means? Any chance you can get into swing lifestyle, you'll bring it up. Or like jazzy whatever. Do you own one of those suits?
A zoot suit?
A zoot suit?
Okay, yeah. Clearly you knew what it was. Don't make me clarify.
So did Mike.
Mike asked it in a very different tone than you did.
You sounded quite excited.
A zoot
Let
suit? Which
you.
Of many?
Yeah.
I have never owned a zoot suit.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, didn't become a dad, I guess. So I don't know how I feel about that. How should I feel about that, you guys?
Like a...
Pretty good.
I think?
I mean...
That's the opposite of what I was going to say.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Wait, don't you know conflict or opposing viewpoints breeds good discussion? Guys, we're about to have a good discussion.
Oh, thanks for telling us.
Yes.
Well, sometimes you guys forget that you're talking to each other. Go on.
That's true. But yeah, so the reason that I don't think it's such a good thing is because you set out to do something and you, like, more or less failed.
I guess I did fail, didn't I?
Yeah.
In one respect. In the other respect, you succeeded at not really having any responsibility for anything.
Hmm.
That's true.
Which is pretty cool.
But if that's what he wanted, then why didn't he make his resolution that?
Maybe it's something I learned along the way.
Hey.
Like every piece of knowledge is one of your children?
No.
That you can foster?
I don't want to foster all my kids.
It's an option.
Are you saying I would foster the knowledge or put my children into foster care?
Why can't they be the one and the same? All I'm saying is that if you have these little nuggets of knowledge children, you can foster them into other homes and let other people gain this knowledge as well.
This is the worst way I've heard teaching described.
You're spreading your seed of knowledge.
God, don't say that. That's terrible. Anyway, I have kind of a double instead of turnaround on this.
Okay.
Let's just do the listener question now. It was, instead of making resolutions for yourselves, what goals would you set for 2019 for each other? And she said, that may have been obvious. And when she said it, I was like, yeah, I probably should have written that as a segment on the show.
Nope.
Didn't occur to me or Mike. Pretty sure it didn't occur to Crazy Seed Josh. So, let's make it a little bit. Mike is still recovering, I heard, from the pizza situation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
It was days long.
Let's make this not mean-spirited.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's have some element of mean-spiritedness, but let's not make it a bad thing to achieve.
Okay.
Okay.
Still aspirational.
How do we pick who gets whom?
Random.
Why don't we do the opposite order that we did for that gross food challenge?
I'm sure you remember that. Go ahead. What was the order in reverse?
So in reverse, it would be me coming up with resolutions for Mike, who comes up with resolutions for you, Tappan, who comes up with resolutions for me.
Got it.
Okay.
Mike, isn't it great that we have the world's most useless Rain Man on our team?
I know. It's lovely. That was very helpful.
It is a good memory. I mean, maybe we can apply it to other things. We'll work on him yet.
You do know that all you needed to remember is how one of the things went last time, because it could only, like, you could figure out the other two very easily.
My resolution for you is to be less smug, you son of a bitch. That's your goal. You gotta tone down the smug.
Okay.
You do know. That's it, Josh. Not in 2019. Just accept that people might not know something that you do know.
I don't know. You're fucking calling me Rain Man over here.
All right. We're starting off at the highest note. That's how we want to be in a New Year's resolution. You want to bring it down to zero by year's end.
Okay. Okay.
We have time.
That's true. This is all in good order.
That's great. All right.
I can work on this. Mike, let's see here.
Sort me out.
Yeah. What needs improving on you?
Oh, woof.
I think your resolution should be to spend some time organizing your room.
Okay.
Because it's not an overly messy room.
No.
But it does seem like a lot of things don't have a place.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit around.
Really coming in with like that knife to the side.
No, I'm not trying to be mean. Like, this is something that can help him improve. It's not terrible. It's not like you have the fucking messiest room ever, but
oh my God, I finally got it. You know who Josh is?
Who?
Josh is the stereotypical sitcom mother-in-law. I finally got it. I nailed it.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Keep going, Josh. More criticisms that aren't criticisms.
No, I'm saying that it's not that. He doesn't have an especially messy room, but there is some clutter and like...
Okay.
If you're saying that my smugness is at 100%, his messiness in his room is not at 100%. It's at like a 35 to 40%.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Go on.
Were you here before I got the bookcase, though?
The bookcase.
I got a bookcase right next to my bed.
Yeah. I think I was there before that.
Okay. That's really improved the book clutter.
Okay. That is one of the things. You just kind of had like books stacked high, like in a montage of somebody researching something at a library.
Really tall. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was kind of a bit much.
Yeah.
What were you researching?
I wasn't researching anything. I just like making tall stacks of things.
How much Jenga do you play?
I play an outsized amount of Jenga, like a lot.
An outsized, like the big version?
The big version, yeah.
Nice.
They play the big version at this one.
Wait, for a guy who likes stacking things up high, isn't that an ultimately dissatisfying game?
I don't. It's very stressful.
What's something that you could do that would just allow you to build straight up? Can we organize your room into towers?
I'd rather, you can see my mail here that used to be a tower.
Ooh.
Did you knock it over? Did Jenga your mail?
Well, it's several sort of competing towers all kind of leaned into one another, you know.
The thing that is your top priority is a receipt from the Thai bar.
Yep, that's the top of the pile.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a wild stab at this. We can throw out almost everything that is clutter in your room, right?
Yeah. Okay, it doesn't bring me joy. It doesn't bring me joy.
Let's just toss it.
What kind of stuff do you have in that mail stack?
Oh, my God.
Where did you get that paper airplane glider? Can I open that?
That's yours.
That's mine?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
This
yes!
is from Dave and Buster's.
It looks like the exact thing I would want. I can't believe I set up a gift for myself. Oh, I'm so thoughtful.
Yeah.
So is it all like good stuff or do you have like junk?
No, there's a lot of just like bank statements.
So you have like the Leaning Tower of Visa.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
God, I cannot believe he had that one ready, and I can't believe you provided him an entrance.
Yeah.
What else? Mm-hmm. What else, Josh? What else is at the Tower of MasterCard somehow? Where's the fun in that, huh? Wait, who's left? I'm left.
Yeah, Mike's got a resolve for you.
Go for it, Mike.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a lot in there.
This one has a little smarm in it, and it is... get a job.
God damn it.
I'm very sorry.
Why?
It's really, you know you're going to have to do it anyway, so it's like two birds, one stone, you know?
Can I put it off as long as humanly and financially possible?
Yes, but I'm betting that's within the 2019.
Yeah, May.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Much like this paper airplane glider, it will be a crash landing. Before I get back into the job market.
Okay, do you want a more aspirational goal?
No. Well, yes.
Get fired.
Oh,
damn.
That's a good one.
Get fired in 2019.
This is one of those, watch, I'll trick them into getting a job. That's clever.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever. Maybe. Fine. I'll try. I'm just hoping. Listen, universe. Sometimes this works. Universe, please listen to me. I'll do whatever else to be a successful partner in anyone's like life or whatever. If I don't have to work and they're nice to me, but they can provide financially. I'm open to that possibility in 2019.
I mean, that would be pretty awesome.
Some people probably don't need me to make money, right? They're super like well off and successful on their own merit. I'll provide the love.
I know that this is kind of going against the grain of us, you know, only resolving for one other, but I'm going to give you an alternate resolution, and that's to find a sugar mama.
I have to find one? Isn't it less cool if I'm looking for one? Think about how you look for one, yeah. Josh.
Find yourself in that relationship. That's you got to do one or the other. You have to either have a job, which you can optionally get fired from, or you need to be in a sugar mama. What's the opposite of a... Like, what does that make you? If the sugar mama is the other person, what are you?
I'm, you know.
You're the candy. You're the treat.
I'm the treat.
Okay.
Oh, goodness me. Being a trophy husband, there's got to be some happiness in that. There just must be.
So I've been sitting on this info for about a week now because we didn't get together to record last week.
Mm-hmm.
I showed up.
Yeah, no, side note, Tappan did a good one-man show.
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we consulted about it and whatnot. It worked out, I hope.
Yeah, got some good feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
I learned a few facts all in a row over the Christmas break, and they were just like gaps in my knowledge that I feel should have been things that I acquired over the, you know, over my years on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So the three things that I learned that I want to know if you knew, did you know that bagels are boiled?
Yes.
Okay, so that's one that I had kind of a gap there. Dogs have whiskers in the same way that cats do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 0 for 2. Pigs shed once a year, and it's like near instant. It's like over the course of a day or two, they just like lose all of that little light fur hair that they have.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that one either. So just to be clear, over the holidays, you read a pet book or something?
No. These were like all things that just kind of came about. I ate a bagel and I found out that they boiled bagels.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I guess that couldn't have been in the pet book unless somehow the pig was eating a bagel. Anyway, go on.
But anyway, so, you know, I have resolved to myself, in addition to my resolution to be more smug, courtesy of Tappan.
Not more smug.
Sorry, less smug. Less smug.
Less smug.
God damn.
Yes.
In addition to that one, I kind of want to like fill additional gaps in my knowledge. And I don't know how I'm going to do it because it's one of those like you don't know what you don't know things. But I'm just kind of on this quest to continue learning this year. And, you know, maybe something that could help me or might help some of our listeners. What are some things that you have learned recently that are like pretty obvious gaps in your knowledge that you recently filled?
Huh.
Well, I'm pretty glad that you've taken to educating yourself. One quick exception with the phrase, you don't know what you don't know. There's a lot that you know you don't know. Let's just start right there.
Well, sure, but...
You don't know how to be a firefighter, for instance. Right?
Right.
Many such examples can be brought your way if you'd like. But that's what I'm saying. What is your interest in?
My interest is in general knowledge.
God damn it. Okay. This must be what it feels like to be a high school counselor.
Yeah.
I'm generally interested in most things.
I want to take the gen eds in college and that's it.
No, like...
Start there. Start with chemistry. Start with some psychology. Start with some English. The basic 100 levels.
Yeah, well, I know that I don't know how to be a firefighter, but I'm saying that I want to know. I don't ever want to be caught unawares if somebody's like, hey, you want to make some bagels? And I don't know that I need to boil a pot of water.
Did you just say unawares?
I did.
Fine. Okay, you want trivial knowledge. You are in pursuit of trivia?
Yes.
Okay.
Where to begin? Josh!
What?
Buy the game Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
Just read the facts on the back of those cards.
Okay, that's a great place to start and some good advice, but not what my instead of was. I want to know things that you have learned recently that you might find on a Trivial Pursuit card.
Fair. And I will tell you that. But I'm realizing that one of the gaps in knowledge for you might have been not knowing the name of the game, Trivial Pursuit.
I knew it. I have played it.
I have played it. Damn it.
Yeah, you like fill up the little pie slices.
All right. Fucking, I think that's also Sorry. Which game is the one that you get, like, you jump to the middle? I know that's Trivial Pursuit, but there's also another one that you jump to the middle.
It's not Sorry. Sorry's around the outside, and each color has, like, a little landing pad that goes in a little from the outside, but it's definitely not the middle.
What's the game that you pop that dice thing in the middle?
Pop-O-Matic Trouble.
No.
Trouble.
Not Pop-O-Matic Trouble.
It absolutely is Pop-O-Matic Trouble. That's why you pop it.
Still at 100, bro. That could have been explained in a different way. I apologize. You are right. All right? Just say it different. Jeez. Okay, what did I learn? Mike, you tell him something you learned.
Gosh. I learned that... Okay. I learned how big the biggest baby ever born was.
Whoa. You did?
Yeah.
That's a perfect piece of trivial knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to know how big it was?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it was like 22 pounds.
You're pretty sure?
It's either 22 or 24 or 27 pounds.
So you would definitely fail a multiple choice test.
And
these are the numbers they're going to put forth, Mike.
Yeah.
They're all kind of close with one outlier.
I would guess 22 though.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So there you go.
Where'd you learn that?
My dad told me. We looked it up for some reason because there was a very large baby in the newspaper. I was at his house over Christmas.
The baby's house?
I was at my dad's house.
Oh, God.
His local newspaper. There was a very big baby. So we looked it up, the biggest baby. There you go. 22-ish.
Nice. Well, I don't know what I learned, man. Hang on. Let me take a second. I'm like browsing through anything I might have written down.
Okay.
That might be knowledge that I can pass along.
Do you know anything about coffee?
No. Why do you ask?
I don't know. Just thinking of topics.
Oh, were you asking me or were you asking?
You. Yeah.
I mean, are we just throwing things out? Landmarks. What have you learned about landmarks recently?
Anything in Chicago?
Yes.
Okay.
All the time.
So successful.
But I think Josh was on that architectural boat tour with me.
I sure was.
So he learned. Maybe he forgot a piece of trivia.
Maybe.
Josh, do you remember... Do you remember why that one building isn't symmetrical?
Which one?
The red one along the river. Remember they had to cut out like a whole section of it to fit the road and the train and stuff? So now the building is just actually like right heavy. Do people know that? Chicago listeners, if you go to the river, I forget the name of it. It has Whirlpool on top and it looks kind of cool. It's on the right hand side if you're going west. I have no idea why I described it like that. But it is not symmetrical. It is a weird little optical illusion. No, it's not an optical illusion, but it threw me off.
Huh. I don't remember.
I didn't know that.
Boom! Recycled knowledge.
The red building on the river is asymmetrical.
Yes.
Okay, there you go, Josh.
Well, why though?
I think, didn't I just tell you something about the road expansion or the train expansion?
Oh, that was it?
What do you mean that was it? That served a lot of people a lot of good in this city.
You just did the exact same thing that Mike did. Sorry, I'm dialing it down. You just did the same thing that Mike did, where you provided multiple options and you don't know which one it is. You would fail a multiple choice question with that.
I am loving this. Thank you for toning it down.
Uh-huh.
You are right. I'll give you another piece of trivia. Let's see.
Great.
You want to know something, Josh?
I would love to know something.
Here's something I learned.
What is it?
Yeah.
I very, very recently learned that Fort Jefferson was built on Garden Key in the Dry Tortugas Islands.
Okay.
When you say very recently, do you mean in the last 15 seconds when you searched Google for random trivia?
It took me to randomtriviageneratorcom. Generator.com. The problem I had was it's a very slick UI. You can just tap it and it tells you the answer on the back of the card.
Nice.
I've seen two or three things here. Hey, how many lines are in a sonnet, Mike?
14.
Did you know that, Josh?
I did know that.
Why? What sport figure is named Beefy? Ian Botham.
Who the fuck is that?
Beefy.
Yep.
Okay.
What does a funambulist do? Last one.
Funambulist?
Funambulist.
Funambulist.
Oh, kind of stilt walker?
Yeah, it's something about walking, I would guess. Either stilts or tightrope or...
That is amazing. It is walks on tightrope.
Nice.
Oh, maybe you know more than you think you know. Oh.
This is going to be a good year.
Good.
So yesterday, and actually today too, I went on what we call a Target run.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Needed some stuff.
What'd you get?
Oh, I got a lot of stuff. I got some snacks for the game later.
That's right. Go Bears.
Did I tell you I got veggie empanadas?
You did not tell me that. I love veggie empanadas.
Yeah, and I got cream cheese crab rangoon thingies, but with no crab.
Oh, those are my favorite kind of cream cheese crab rangoon things with no crab.
Yeah, hey, I got you.
Dude, thanks, man. What can I go get? I'll make a run later. I get
actually,
some salsa.
Oh, and
chips?
Well, we could talk about this later.
Okay.
Thank you.
I also agonized over buying a candle.
Oh, tough decision.
It took forever. I was there with my girlfriend and we smelled candles for probably 20 minutes.
Wow.
How 2019 of you.
Thank you.
Big proclamation, not a huge proclamation. I am saying candles are way in with guys right now.
Oh, I love candles.
The candle game is hot.
Yeah, you noticed my candle when you came in.
You know what else I noticed? That candle is humongous, Mike.
I know. It was. I feel like I kind of splurged, but you know, new year, new.
How big is it?
It's got three wicks.
It's
got
three wicks.
If you had to compare it to the size of some kind of sports ball,
a softball, but you know, deep.
Okay.
It's a bit, like a clincher, like a 16 incher, a clincher.
Oh, so it's like the diameter of a softball, but the height of...
It's big.
Like a basketball?
No. Oh, my God.
What?
No.
It's the height of a basketball?
It's like a regular table candle with three wicks.
Oh,
it's like
okay.
A couple inches tall.
Oh.
Three wicks, dude.
Okay.
4 inches tall, maybe?
Okay,
I don't know,
nice.
Something like that.
It took Keanu Reeves 6 years to make that kind of commitment.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Candles are a commitment.
Huge. Big commitment.
When you spend that kind of dough on something, how long is that going to last you?
I'm hoping 6 weeks. I spent $15 on it.
Okay.
What if it smelled bad?
I know.
Well, didn't you smell it in the store before buying it?
But you never know, you know?
You can't light it on fire in the store, especially not on Target. They frown upon that.
Plus, once you smelled too many, like your nose is just fried.
You know what I learned? My shout out to RuPaul. Shout out, RuPaul. My cousin. Guys, shout her out.
Shout out.
Shout out, RuPaul.
Avid listener in spite of an unbelievably busy medical life. But
thanks.
RuPaul taught me. Yeah, thanks. Thanks on all fronts. Thanks for, you know, actually helping people, not just listening. That's probably the bigger deed. Nonetheless, she told me that people smell coffee beans to clear their nose palate in between candle smellings.
What?
Yeah, and we were at a store called Waxman where they had coffee beans.
Wow.
Look at that.
So just bring a pocket full of beans next time.
Or go to a candle store and ask them if they have beans already.
Okay. Yeah, that too.
Pocket full of beans. That could be a good Western. Mike, can you write that?
Pocket full of beans?
Yeah, it's a guy who hasn't quite made it to Can yet. It's a real can-do story.
Yeah, okay.
So tell me about this candle. You spent 20 minutes. What did you settle on?
I got the one called Confidence and Freedom.
Oh, God, we really could have presented that. But yeah, it's called Confidence and Freedom.
Yeah, it's called Well, who wouldn't want that?
That's true. I mean, you could really call anything now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If I can call a product Confidence and Freedom, it's over, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Mike, do you know what is in this? And if so, Tappan, would you like to join me in guessing what the notes of this candle are?
I do remember.
Sure.
Okay.
Do you guys need clues? I can tell you like how many words are in it.
Listen, we each get one clue. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of a stipulation.
Yeah.
Okay. Tappan, why don't you go first?
I was just thinking if the word stip was somehow associated with candles. It seems like a candle word, doesn't it?
It does.
Stip. I would like to know how many fragrances are mixed.
Two, I think.
Great.
Yeah. Good question.
I would like to know if it is a mix of sweet and savory is the wrong word, but you know how like there are some that are like a little bit like more like a cigar bar has a very different smell from like a sweet tangerine orchard.
Right. My God, do you even remember right. that you are asking a question right now? Cigar bar with a tangerine orchard?
So is it like a mix of the sweet and savory, or is it all sweet or all savory?
I'm going to go it's all savory. There's no like fruity element.
Okay.
And the one additional fact I know, Mike, please confirm, it is light blue in color, right?
It's blue, yes.
It's blue?
The glass is blue. The wax is white.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
My guess is going to be sandalwood. Okay. I don't know what sandalwood is, but I know that it's that kind of scent, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Is it a mix of two scents? Because that's one of the facts we know.
Oh, am I guessing both? Okay, sandalwood and leather.
Okay.
Did I even ask?
Good guess.
Sandalwood and leather. Okay, it was, I think. Is cinnamon involved?
No.
Damn. Now I can only get half the question right. I'm going to guess the other half is some like ocean mist or something.
I think that's a good guess. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Oak moss amber.
Okay.
Oh, that's so nice. That sounds so nice.
Yeah. And I think amber is like ambergris or whatever.
What?
Like, the isn't that like the whale vomit?
What?
There's whale vomit in that?
Yeah, right?
I don't think so. Isn't amber just like...
Wait, all of a sudden this became some medieval shit. Burn the fucking vomit of this whale and gain confidence and freedom. Mike, throw that fucking candle out.
I thought amber was like what the mosquito in Jurassic Park was encased
in. That's what that is, but that doesn't smell like anything.
Just in case any listener has that thing in their head where they need a note to finish, I'm just going to say it. Amber is also the color of your energy. So if you needed someone to say that, I said it. So, okay, we'll move on.
Thank you. Yeah, ambergris, a wax-like substance that originates as a secretion in the intestines of the sperm whale found floating in tropical seas and used in perfume manufacture.
What the fuck, Mike?
Isn't that... I think that's what it is.
You got me out there smelling puke.
Yeah.
How are you okay with that? What? I don't care about the other snacks anymore.
Tappan, I don't think it's whale puke. If it's in the intestines, it might be whale shit.
Don't tell me. Mike, is it whale poop?
I don't know how it gets out. It's secreted, you know? I don't know which end. Sorry.
Who the hell thinks to just grab a scoop of that?
It smells great. Getting back to the instead of.
Right.
Right.
As we do.
Candles are such a commitment.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Clearly. What other product are you, like, committed to?
Huge bottles of shampoo.
Huge? Okay.
I am having such a problem right now. First of all, my dad loves Costco. Costco's great. I love Costco, too. But for a single man to take on Costco shampoo and conditioner is a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't equate shampoo and conditioner. I usually use more shampoo than conditioner by week's end. And now I got a tipped, like, thing underneath my shower head. It's tilting towards the conditioner side because it's too heavy.
Oh, you need suction cups.
The suction cups don't quite align with the tile in my bathroom.
Oh, no.
It's like that one problem that everyone fucking has.
Shit. I'm sorry.
Thanks for reminding me, Mike. Now I got two problems. Yeah, it's too much. I shouldn't have said yes. It was too good of a deal.
Yeah. Okay. You had to get that off your chest, clearly.
For a long time now.
You've been waiting.
I've had a similar gripe with spices.
Spices. Okay.
How so?
Because if I make something that needs like cardamom or something like that in it.
Marjoram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any of those like spices that you don't use on a regular basis. Like red pepper flakes, I'll put in a lot of things. Like oregano goes in a lot of stuff. But these lesser used spices, I don't want to just bypass it entirely if I'm making a recipe. I want to stay true to form of whatever I'm making.
Right.
But at the same time, that thing is just going to sit in my spice drawer for the next 4 years because I'm only going to have one other thing that uses it in the next year or whatever, and then I'm just gonna have to throw it away because it probably expires or something. Do spices expire? I don't know.
Oh, this reminds me. Don't you have to go shopping at an Asian grocery store?
Oh shit. Yeah, I do.
You'll have to get some spices.
Great. I'm gonna get like, I don't know. I know like fish is a big flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How can anyone believe that you cook recipes of anything? I know fish is a big flavor.
What?
Because there's like, I don't know, there's like fish oil, mm-hmm. and then there's like different types of, I think, spices or toppings that are like fish flavored.
Like fish sauce?
Do you want fish toppings? You don't have to get fish toppings.
Well, no, I don't really want them.
So get other spices. Is that all you think is in an Asian grocery store? Is fish toppings and other fish related things?
No. I know there are other things in there. I just don't know what they are. I know there are like... I know there are Asian snacks mm-hmm. that I'm sure are pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one question?
Shoot.
Are you telling me you know what you don't know?
I mean, this is one example of something where I know what I don't know. But this is not going to be like a, I don't know, you would never find which of the three following things would you find in an Asian grocery store in a Trivial Pursuit game?
I'm sorry, did we never? Also, here's another thing, I guess, to add to your homework. It's a little show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It's literally the premise you just described. Three of the things are wrong. One of the things is right.
Okay.
Okay.
You've seen that, right? Come on, man. Do you know what Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is?
Yeah, with good old Regis.
Okay.
Yeah. Good old Regis, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Me and Reg.
Once upon a time, a long time ago.
Well, I mean, that's when I watched it.
What'd you learn then? Give us your best millionaire fact that you learned, and that'll close out our show.
I learned that this is kind of a meta fact that I learned, but I learned about somebody that tried cheating on one of those shows because the person in the audience that was in cahoots with them would like cough or something when the correct answer was said.
Oh.
How did they know?
I mean, they had their phone or something, I guess. I don't know.
They don't do a phone check?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I know that they cheated that
way. Wait, you just did it. You don't know.
Well, I don't know all the details.
You just gave me a half fact, too. All three of us are doing it.
No, I gave you a fact that said that somebody cheated on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because somebody in the audience was coughing for correct answers. I don't know that much more than that, but that alone is a standalone fact.
It is. It's provable.
Yes.
Yes, I guess.
That's great. I can't wait till one day you're being grilled because you're definitely going to commit some sort of crime. But when you're up there and someone's just asking you questions and you're like, yeah. Okay, prove it. And I'll believe you. And then I'll wish you well.
Okay, hang on.
How are we going to get a link? Are we going to get a secure link?
Wow. Just keep in mind, Mike was the one who wanted verification. I didn't even ask for verification.
Okay. Charles William Ingram is an English former British Army major who became known for cheating on the television show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in 2001 after winning the maximum prize of £1 million. So this was the UK version.
Ooh. Wow, they give you £1 million? Isn't that like double?
That's so much more.
Yeah.
I'd rather be on that show. He picked the right show to cheat. You know what? This is how you know a good cheater. They even go to the right show.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on. Why are we not rewarding this behavior of these two people? They won a game, didn't they?
Yeah. So his wife, Diana Ingram, and her brother, Adrian Pollock, had previously been contestants on the show, both winning £32,000. That's pretty good.
Wait, this family has had three contestants on the British version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire by the year 2001? Didn't that show just come out?
I don't know. By the time recording ended on the first day, Ingram had reached £4,000 and used two of his three lifelines. Production team doubted he would proceed much further when recording resumed, but he went on to win the top prize of £1 million. Ingram flipped between answers erratically, appearing to settle on one answer before suddenly moving to another. For example, when asked who recorded the 2000 Craig David album Born to Do It, Ingram said he had never heard of David and appeared to go for a different direction before moving to the correct answer.
Huh.
At first, I thought this guy was slick because he was, you know, he gave up two lifelines by £4,000. He's clearly doing a bait and switch. But then he started being erratic. And
yeah.
Anyway, how do you not know? That studio is silent except for the do 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 do.
I know.
Oh, no, I guess they always go.
But anyway, the show's production company suspended the $1 million payout after they suspected he cheated. Production staff accused Ingram and his wife of defrauding the show by having an accomplice in the audience, lecturer Tekwin Whittick, cough.
Whoa!
Ingram read out a correct answer.
Who is Tekwin Whittick?
What?
I don't know.
This is a great story.
Was I correct?
You were correct. Yes. I tip my hat to you, or I guess I cough. Yes.
Good.
That's a cough of agreement.
You unearthed a gem here. This is a great story.
Good.
You didn't even know that you knew one good story, Josh. My toes and my fingertips warm. What's that called?
My toe to jacuzzi, baby.
Basically, the jacuzzi of mental warmth.
Yeah.
But what is that called when your extremities get cold?
Frostbite?
Not frostbite. It's an actual thing.
Hypertension.
Hypertension is high blood pressure.
Cold phalangism.
I bet that's close. It really interrupts a romantic moment, by the way.
Ugh. When your fingers are cold?
First of all, Mike, don't go there. That's not the first touch. What's the matter with you?
Oh.
You could touch someone's hand or like touch another part of their body. Jesus.
I'm into cold fingers, though. That's cool.
Don't tell me that. I'm telling you I have cold fingers.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want you to be into what I have.
Jeez, my heart is beating so fast. Go on.
Stop being attracted to me.